producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorablenesses. I've got about a half hour here to deal with y'all. And then it's going to be It's Broken, Let's Fix It time. Yay, love that part. Don't you love that part? We love that part. Because it's that time of the week where we look at a general problem that affects gobs of people. And basically, usually in a documentary, not exclusively, but often, and we look at what the problem is in some detail, and then what the solution is. Because if there's no solution, don't do it. I don't do, let's make each other feel awful. It's just not my thing. So today we're looking at something that people have been talking about for at least a decade, more than that maybe, about the United States oil dependence, and how I think we have like 3% of the world's population or something, and we use 25% of the world's oil, something like that. So this is a problem in some detail, including some historical data that I didn't know, which is kind of scandalous. We love scandal. No, we don't love scandal, but we do love knowing sort of stuff we didn't know before. And then a solution, and actually a workable solution, and you'll hear why. All right, so that'll be in about 20 minutes or so, a little more than 20 minutes, called Pump, a new documentary, which I actually reviewed for yesterday. Apparently there's some controversy about whether people like movie reviews or not. It's really interesting because it's the most commonly visited site on my website. So the fact that some people are saying, well, I don't know why you have to do it in your program. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a poll at some point of wanting or not wanting. I mean, we do it basically once a week one, two, three, four. So I have four segments, three times. That's 12 times five. So I have 60 segments a week. And the talking about movies takes up 1/60th.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's not much of the time.
Well, and it is, like you say, it is one of our most popular things on the website.
It basically, I think the movie reviews get like 10 times the visitation that any other thing does. So, but
it's always hard to tell because, you know, one person will love something and another person doesn't.
Yeah, and that was kind of my point of yesterday of, you know, that people being angry about something or not liking something tend to make their views heard, and people who do like something just don't. So what I'm saying, if you like something, not only let me know, not only let your mom know, not only let the manager at your grocery store know, not only let your radio station know, but, you know, when somebody does something you like, you should let them know, because by and large, especially program directors, hear when somebody doesn't like something. You know, that most of their information, it's not a huge number of people who respond at all, but unless they take somebody off the air, and then all of a sudden... So if you do like something, one of the ways of keeping that person on the air is to call up the program and say, hey, like him, or like, in this particular case, her, the dog. But saying something is not a bad idea. And I'm not in any way trying to discourage people saying, no, no like. But most of people are saying that they don't like something, don't need any extra push that frustration or that anger or whatever is its own particular fuel. So, all right, let's talk, because there's this huge change from the demographics of the United States, from being primarily a married country to primarily a single country, slightly more than half. I mean, it's not a huge shift, but it is an ocean change. It really is. But the point being that there are more single people in the United States than there are married people at this moment. So we're asking people, it was sort of a complicated question, but you guys always rise to the occasion, which is, do you want to be married, do you want to be single, and why? And what's your status currently? Artie?
Yeah, Terry here says that she agrees with earlier posters saying she's an older woman, though, and she'd love some advice on how to find a meaningful relationship being an older woman.
And, you know, I think two things you like to do, because I think if you're doing things you like to do, then you're going to be relaxed and happy, and do it with, I mean, basically, if you're trying to find somebody that is more or less your age, either male or female, to be friends with or hang out with or whatever, that you're much better, I mean, probably going to kindergarten readings is not a good place to do it, but, you know, take adult education courses, volunteer. The internet, whatever else it has or hasn't done, has certainly opened up the possibility of people meeting. And there, I think there's a group called Meetup, and you can figure out, you know, where, what age group you want to meet, doing what. But get yourself out there. Don't put yourself on house arrest. And there are certainly internet dating sites. I mean, there are all sorts of ways of meeting people with whom you have some something in common. And I think that's the place to start. Alrighty.
Robin says, I've been married for 28 years. I would much rather be married than single. I can't imagine going through life without my husband. We have so much history together. Nothing nor anyone could ever compete with that. My life has more meaning and purpose as a married woman. I would hate to be single. I am very family-oriented and a traditional woman.
Well, that's terrific. Good for her. I hope she tells her husband that on a daily basis as well.
Exactly.
That's great. Good.
Yeah. Hey, here's my favorite one. I love this one, all right?
Sure.
I'm, Jackie says, I'm married and I'll stay that way. I need him to kill spiders.
You know, can't agree with you more on that. And you know, a bottle of Raid certainly wouldn't be the same. You're absolutely right.
I do that deed for my wife, too, and I think that's maybe one of the only reasons she keeps me around. But
well,
not really.
Whatever reason, whatever works.
Yeah. Let's see. Angeline says, never been married. I only know single. I'll marry if I'm compelled to do so. But to choose something.
Compel you, honey.
Yeah, that's a good question. She says, but to choose something I've never experienced over what I do know doesn't seem wise. I'll marry when and if it's an appealing option. So.
Well, I think that's true. I think she is maybe pointing out the underlying issue about the statistic, which is that people no longer feel that they have to marry to legitimize themselves, neither men nor women.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got Kathy says she would prefer being married. She says she's been married for 35 years now. And although it's not been a bed of roses, and I don't think it is for anyone, there are a lot of things about him that can bug me at times. I am sure I do a lot of those things that bug him as well. We said it was for better or for worse, and we meant it. He is my best friend from the start, still is, and I can't imagine with being without him. And that's what I say about my wife, too. I guess that's maybe the better way to, I should have said it earlier, is she, you know, she's really, truly my best friend, so I can feel what Kathy's saying there.
There you go. Okay, great.
Yeah. Here's one that's single. She says, currently single and happy to stay that way. Can do anything, eat anything, sing anything without explaining. Watch what
especially
I want.
Especially the singing anything.
Yeah. Watch what I want, use what I want, when I want to. Boy, I sound selfish, but I think I also feel a sense of obligation when anyone is around to sort of cater them, make sure they're happy, etc. She says, I pretty much do this all day, so when I come home, I just like my alone time, and I am completely, utterly content in that. That's from Michelle.
There you go.
So,
I mean, it's really nice to hear that people are happy in their situation.
Right, whichever it is, yeah. Let's see, find a quick one here before the break. We've got one here. Nancy just says, single, just can't let myself be used again. So apparently she's had some kind of rough experiences, so that's too bad.
Yeah. All righty. 855-99-DR-JOY. Apparently, I misspoke that Liam Neeson has two sons. I thought he had a daughter at one point, but maybe not. Maybe he was just posing with other people's families' kids. So, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help. I'm here Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern. And if I'm not here, you can call up and leave a message. And you can leave a time for us to call you back. It'll be between noon and 3. And Shane, who's been my producer for 2 whole weeks, is now leaving me temporarily, folks.
And you just for a short period, yep.
Yeah, his vacation was scheduled before he knew of the fun of joy.
Yep.
And so I'm going to have Neat and Justin in next week, so you'll get to meet Neat and Justin, folks.
And those guys are awesome, too. We've got a really good group down here at the studio. So
good. So it should be fun. And today we're going to do Pump in about 10 minutes or so. And I think for any of you who have a car, any of you are concerned about our oil dependence, which a lot of people feel is underlying not only our foreign policy, but our incursion in wars in countries halfway around the world, would we care about any of them if they didn't have oil? And the answer seems to be not so much. So it's an important issue on a bunch of different levels, not to mention $1 billion a day that we spend on wars. But okay, let's finish up speaking of wars.
No, the marriage
about marriage. Yeah, marriage and single.
All right,
because we had a whole bunch of people.
Oh yeah, tons of people responded on this, so it's really hit home with people. Here's a good one that doesn't really answer the question, but asks a good question anyways. Aurora says, "I would love it if you would discuss what the perfect first date would be. Should it be daytime or evening? Should it be dinner?"
Okay, can we defer that to next week?
Oh sure, yeah.
Well, we can make a note for Nate. We can send him that email.
First date, sure.
And
yeah.
I'll start off next week.
Yeah, you bet.
Exactly
that's
right?
A great idea.
We'll start off, and in fact, you can put up on Facebook, what do you think your best first date was, or your worst first date?
Yeah.
Give us your first date story, and we'll do that on Monday. All
great.
Right?
Yeah, great.
That'd be great to do, and we don't have a whole bunch of time, and it doesn't necessarily directly have to do with
sure,
it.
Sure,
so
sure. Yep.
We'll let her be the program director for Monday.
All right. Sounds
all
good.
Right.
All right. Ella says, "I've been happily married for 33 years to the love of my life and my best friend." She says, "Married is so much better when you're with the right person. If we're not the right person, I'd rather be alone." So there's somebody who maybe is saying both, a little of both there.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that's true for most people, that that the idea of being in a relationship with the wrong person is truly upsetting. I mean, that it's a trap for both of you. And the question is, how do you find the right person? And that's the really tricky part, which is
sure
has to do a little bit with first date. And I think part of it is just being old enough to know who you want. And not only who you want, but who you are. And being able to show that honestly and relatively unblushingly, because it reminds me, I had a really good friend growing up who was this really lovely woman. She wasn't particularly gorgeous, but she really wanted the house in the suburbs and the white picket fence and the dogs and the 2.2 kids and a husband who came home every day, and she would happily have cooked and whatever for him. And her biggest physical asset, so to speak, was that she was very busty, and so she decided that she would go to bars and in very tight low cut clothing. And the problem is that how she presented herself was the opposite of who she was.
Yes.
And so who she attracted was
the
opposite of what she wanted. Yeah. She would attract players and guys
right.
who were thinking, wow, here's somebody that's very sexy and that's what she really wants. And the guy, even if the guy at the right guy was at the bar, he's going to be completely intimidated by her.
Absolutely.
And I just thought, that it's one of those things that you have to know who you are and what you want for how to present yourself. But that's self-knowledge, and you hear that's a hard thing to come by. You hear me all the time on the air say to somebody, okay, so what do you want? And there's this vast silence. So
So
I think the right person and getting to know them first, keeping sex off the table at least temporarily so that you're not completely blinded by it. I think we tend to be more honest with our friends than we are with our dates to begin with, of just sort of seeing if you can be relaxed. I'm convinced that at least that the clothing on the first date should be something that's comfortable and clean, but not something new and not something to impress and yada yada. So, all right, keep going.
Well, Kathy has a comment here that perfectly follows that up. She says she's been married, divorced, almost remarried, and she says marriage would be great as long as it's with someone who is reasonable, open-minded, and not frustrating as H.E. double hockey stick.
So, good luck!
Yeah, I know, exactly. Let's see. Jennifer says, I would choose to be married. I'm married to my very best friend, and I can't imagine going through the good and the bad of life without him. She says, we balance each other out, which helps keep me in check. You know, I got to say, that's another thing with my wife and I. We balance each other so well, and maybe that's part of that finding the right person is not necessarily always finding someone that's exactly like you, but maybe, you know, you kind of balance each other out and
well, but see, that's a statement of adulthood.
Yeah.
Because
I think
when, well, yes and no. I mean, I think we need somebody who's enough like us that loving them,
right,
liking them is reinforcing to us.
Sure, sure.
Because I think if we're young enough, that if we're the noisy type, we view somebody as quiet as somebody who's deep. And if we're the quiet type, we view somebody as noisy as somebody who's lively and fun. And so 5 years later, the things that attracted us to that person irritate the daylights out of us. On the first hand, you know, if we're the noisy one, we're thinking, this person never talks. You know, they never do anything, never plan anything. And the person who's quiet says, can you, you know, you never slow down. You never. So it's, you know, I think it's finding that balance of, again, knowing who you are and what you want.
Yeah, definitely. Judy here says, while there are many disadvantages and advantages to both, I am happily married after two bad marriages and divorces, she says, and wouldn't want to be without him. Love being married when you find the right one. So there you go. There's somebody that's had two terrible experiences, but ultimately...
I wonder how long she's been married, which isn't
quite
as cynical as it sounds.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just a question. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's been my experience, too. And from my point of view, I was terrible in my first marriage. I was a terrible person to be married to in that.
Why?
Because I was not old enough yet. I didn't know, like you say, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know how to give her what she wanted yet. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, I think, you know, that notion of marrying right out of high school, even right out of college.
Yep.
But that's part of what the statistics are saying is people are doing that less and less, which is great.
Yeah,
I'm not crazy about the idea of people having kids when they're not married. I just think that kids really need the stability of it. And if you're not stable enough I think you put off having kids. I just think single parenting is really difficult.
I completely agree. I would, having been there, I would not recommend that to anybody. That's definitely for sure.
And quite often, the single parenting is unintentional. I mean, it's one thing to be, I suppose, you know, the Murphy Brown school of life that, you know, that I'm 45 and have a great job and can afford nannies. It's another to be 19 and, gee, I thought he was going to marry me. That's why we didn't use protection. All right. I don't know how I go from that discussion to pump without sounding vaguely Freudian. It has nothing to do with any of that, folks. It has to do with oil dependency, not emotional dependency. That was not a bad transition. All right, stay tuned. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which often looks, not exclusively, but often looks at documentaries. And not only documentaries, because a lot of them, you just need to take Prozac or something at the end of them. But documentaries that specifically have a problem that relates to most of us and a solution. We love solutions around here. My guest today is John Brackett, who is an engineer at Pioneer Energy in Colorado. He actually lives in, I guess it's my hometown. I was born in New Orleans, but I mostly grew up in Denver, so I guess that counts. And John, tell me first of all how you got associated with PUMP.
About 3 years ago, I was hired to figure out what type of alternative domestically produced fuels vehicles could run on. I mostly concentrated on General Motors cars, but my findings really apply to every car out there.
All right. Well, now, we've heard the issue about oil dependency for, I don't know, certainly at least the last decade, that the United States consumes, you know, more than its fair share of resources, that a large part of our sort of aggressiveness in Asia has to do with oil. So talk a little bit about that problem. Is, you know, that, and we're now saying, well, with the new pipeline in North Dakota, that people are saying, well, maybe we're not so oil dependent. What do you think?
Basically, we have been fighting this for 100 years right now. The very first assembly line cars, the Ford Model Ts, were actually flex fuel. They ran off of ethanol that could be produced cheaply on the farm, along with gasoline. And it was prohibition that absolutely killed that. After the oil embargo, they started having the first modern flex fuel cars, which actually didn't even run off of ethanol. They ran off of methanol, which is currently $1.20 per gallon. So for the last 30 years, we have had this pollution, and the cars keep popping up every 5 to 6 years, and the car manufacturers kind of play with the idea. But then the oil drops a little bit, people readjust to the new price tag, and then the interest dissipates.
Well, presumably it's not exactly coincidental that everybody starts saying oil is too expensive, too dependent, too far away, and then they drop, so well, let's try something else, and all of a sudden they drop the prices. I mean, that doesn't seem to me coincidental.
Amen. Everything in our economy is currently tied to oil. And what we're trying to do is come up with a choice to make it so that you don't have to deal with just oil. And my findings actually showed that all cars over the last 10 to 15 years already have the parts in them to run off of gasoline, ethanol, or methanol, or any blend in between.
All right, so all right, let's go back and just do a little bit more history here, because I mean, at one point we thought, you know, that Tesla, that the electric car, the Tesla Motors, was going to be the solution. Then that seems to me a sexy, expensive car, but the issue is, you know, the extension cord issue. I mean, how are you going to charge them, and who can afford them?
Right now, there are a lot more electrical cars. They're coming out with cheaper and more range. This new battery plant is really going to change things. Doubling the amount of lithium-ion batteries is going to be huge for the industry. But like you said, with the charge times being so long, it doesn't make sense. That's why we feel the three liquid fuel solution is the best way to go in the meantime.
All right. So given the fact that you're saying that this is not a new technology, it's been around for 100 years, what convinced automakers to sort of turn away from this? I mean, prohibition wasn't 100 years ago.
What I'd like to bring up is, for the last 30 years, they've kind of poked and prodded with it, and then they kind of went back and forth. The biggest thing that actually brought flex fuel cars back over the last 10 years was actually consumer average fleet economy standards, which are government tax incentives. And they make a car that's like 25 miles per gallon sound like it's 40 miles per gallon on paper if it runs off of E85, which is an 85% ethanol blend. However, it never has to actually run off that fuel to get that standard credit.
You mean just saying that it could is enough?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that seems a little snarky.
It got 15 million flex fuel vehicles on the road, so it's a great start. But what my research showed was that there are tens of millions more that had that exact same programming as the flex fuel car already on the road today.
So you're saying basically we're not talking about retooling the automotive industry. We're talking about, well, what are we talking about? We're talking about making ethanol and methanol available or gas or some combination thereof.
Yes, we want competition because it lowers prices across the board. Right now the prices are set by a foreign oil monopoly, and that is completely unacceptable.
All right, so there, I'm trying to remember exactly who it was in the movie that sort of was part of the conspiracy that said, I don't think it was Woodrow Wilson. Who was it who basically said, well, you know, we're gonna make everything gas?
John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil.
Rockefeller, that makes a little more sense, doesn't it, than Woodrow Wilson?
They were actually the people behind Prohibition. They pushed it forward after about 10 to 12 years of Model Ts in the market. And that absolutely killed it. World War II happened soon after, and ever since we have been stuck as an oil economy. Even after World War II, we were the number one producer of oil. For about 30 or 40 years, we dropped way down, and we've been importing huge amounts. That being said, we are now once again the number one producer of oil in the world, and we're still paying almost $4 a gallon.
Well, if we're the number one producers, are you saying that we still even then use more than we can produce?
Oh, most certainly. We're taking about a quarter of the world's oil, and we're still importing millions and millions of barrels every day.
And with China being what, they're just neck and neck with us, or slightly ahead or slightly behind us, it doesn't seem like the issue is going to resolve itself anytime soon.
Exactly. There are so many middle-class citizens popping up in India and China, and that is their right. They deserve a better life. But we shouldn't be stealing the oil from each other. There are so many more domestically available fuel sources out there.
All right, so one of the really interesting people in the movie is John Hofmeister, who was the former president of Shell Oil, who's basically on the bandwagon, and he's saying basically the same thing that you're saying, that that oil companies have the technology, they have the knowledge, they just don't have the will. Why is that? I mean, why would a company presume, just is the profit margin going to shrink so much if you have flex fuel?
There is literally no reason for them to change their current process. They are making more money than ever before. Why would they possibly change that? Why would they add additional costs to their infrastructure? If you look at how much gas is currently being burned in North Dakota in the Bakken fields, all that gas is actually being completely wasted because they have no use for the gas. They just use the liquid, which is then becomes refined oils.
So is there a way to use the gas?
Oh, most certainly. The cheapest liquid fuel to be made from coal or natural gas is actually methanol, the one that's $1.20 per gallon right now. Which is
so how much would it cost? I mean, I'm not saying, you know, 80 cents a gallon or something. I mean, how would we determine what the cost would be?
It's currently being made for $1.20 per gallon from methane X on the large scale, mostly from natural gas.
Well, what if they tried, what in the North Dakota, in the Balkans, that they were able to, instead of just destroying it or wasting it, if they were going to convert it, if they're going to use it, how much would that cost? Is it an expensive or an inexpensive proposition?
Right now, they're spending literally $5,000 per day to truck in diesel fuel to run these sites. They are making hundreds of thousands of dollars from that well, and yet they're still probably burning about $50,000 to $100,000 worth of gas. So if you look at those economics, it's absolutely insane that it is still profitable for them if they can waste that much energy.
Well, but why wouldn't somebody in the accounting department at least say, look, you're wasting this much, it's still profitable, but if we didn't waste this, it could be even more profitable?
It's not worth their time to set up the infrastructure right now.
Well, is it not worth their time or not worth their money?
Oh, excellent question. That being said, we at Pioneer Energy actually have a device that captures that wellhead gas, separates out the liquids and the gases, and we run the site off of the gases to supplement the diesel while capturing more liquids such as propane and butane and putting those into the oil line. So there are solutions out there.
How many and on what level are you doing this? Is it small scale, large scale? What's the story?
Right now there are tens of thousands of wells right now, and they are starting in January 1st, 2015, the EPA is required that they have to actually stop much of their flaring. So now government regulation is causing them to have other solutions out there.
All right, let me stop you for just a minute because we need to take a break here. And we come back, you can talk about the government regulations and how somebody who's listening to us can sort of do the conversion, should they so desire. We're talking, it's broken, let's fix it. We're talking today about a new documentary called Pump, which I think you'll find fascinating. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686.
I couldn't believe it.
Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, my guest today is John Brackett, who has some solutions that are discussed in Pump, which is a new documentary looking at that whole issue of of oil dependence, with the United States using so much more than they produce, and the oil dependency, which a lot of people feel have been responsible for a lot of the problems that we've gotten into domestically, including wars with oil-producing countries, and the need to protect our oil interest in countries that otherwise we'd probably have absolutely no interest in. All right, so... So, John, how did you get involved with the documentary?
About 3 years ago, I was hired to run vehicles off of alternative, domestically produced fuels. And I mostly work with GM cars, but during my research into the software behind the car computers, I found that they already had flex fuel tuning in them. And that was true for vehicles from the last 10 to 15 years. Literally, it was turned off. They took the choice away from us.
So how do we turn them back on? Well, first of all, there are a bunch of issues. Number one, how do we turn it on? And you're saying this is GM cars and other cars as well?
Most certainly.
Okay, so we've got... It would seem to me GM, who was the poster child of returning government subsidies and is now, what, Chapter 11 again or something, this would be a wonderful opportunity for them to regain their popularity by saying, hey, gang, we have cars that can use flex fuel, number one. Number two, here's... Either we can turn them on for you or here's how to do it. But the other issue... So number one is the car itself and turning it on. I love you, car. The other is the availability of the flex fuel. So deal with number one first of how do we turn it back on.
Well, first let's talk about a good success story. Brazil, the year after the towers were destroyed, their president passed a rule mandating that all cars be flex fuel. Within 7 years, they went energy independent.
That's fantastic.
GM,
yeah.
Every GM, Ford, Chrysler, and foreign car sold in Brazil is flex fuel. They made use of the same algorithm that GM put into all their cars in the United States as well. Yet they purposely turned it off. Remember when they went to Congress for that automotive bailout? That cost $80 billion. That's $625 per taxpayer. They promised 50% of cars would be flex fuel by 2012. They didn't meet that promise. And for the last 3 years, many of the four-cylinder cars they keep saying are going to be flex fuel are not yet. Yet it's in the software. They purposely turn it off.
So how do we turn it back on?
There are so many devices out there. Now, the best part is I didn't invent any of this. I'm not making any money from this. I made use of tools that are available to every consumer in America. That being said, you plug into a port in your car that every car since 1996 has. You press a couple buttons on a handheld device, and it will upload a new software update to your car that allows it to learn the new fuel.
What do you have to plug into it? What is it that you're plugging in?
Every car since 1996 has what's called an OBD2 port, and it's for diagnosis. When that check engine light comes on, it's what the technician plugs into to verify what the problem is. We can also interact and rewrite the computers through that same connection.
Well, I get the connection, but what do we need? How do we rewrite it?
Literally, you're pressing a couple buttons. Have you ever updated your computer or your smartphone's hardware?
Lamentably, yes.
It is that easy.
Well, how do you get the operating system that you need? Can you get it online?
Yes.
Or is
certainly.
It a piece of hardware?
The hardware can be purchased online, but all those companies provide several tune options where you can either alter it yourself or you can use their pre-tunes. And what I am proposing is that we come up with a massive online directory.
Yeah.
With the flex fuel activated, with a clean tune so it doesn't burn and put out bad emissions, and it optimizes better for the various fuels that we're trying to run on.
Okay, let's assume because obviously the Internet's the way to do it, is you just put it up, people can download it, they can figure it out, or they can have their mechanic do it. All right, so now my car can run on flex fuel, where do I find flex fuel?
Oh, isn't that the problem right now? Only 1% of the fueling stations in this country carry E85. What I really hope to see is some more government tax incentives that help the people install the various flex fuel systems.
Yeah, so how are we going to get the government to do that, given the fact that the oil monopoly is hugely, you know, it's not exactly a free market system, you know, that there are all these legislators and these lobbyists who pay people, essentially own the Congress. So how do we deal with that?
Unfortunately, it is the oil monopoly. They're writing the rules that we're trying to follow right now. I personally believe it is the choice of the American people to do this on their own, to demand it, to vote for the right congressman that will give us an energy policy. For the last 40 years, every president has talked about energy policy, yet none have actually followed through. We are more dependent than ever on foreign oil.
So do you have a website or something people can go to if they want to, if they're getting all hot and bothered about this?
Yes. Please go to pumpthemovie.com and figure out how you can become a fuel freedom fighter.
Cool. All right, Shane, how much time do I have left with John? Great. All right, John, I'll give you the last 2 minutes to tell people whatever you wanted to tell them.
Give me a second, sorry.
All right, I'll just talk through it then. All right, here's the deal. You can go to Pump the Movie. It opens. Check out where it opens. You can also watch the trailer at Pump on YouTube. So if you want to find out, but you should really go see the documentary. It's interesting. It's fun. It's well made. And there are a lot of people, you get to see some cool cars, and it will give you really the sense that, I mean, I agree with John. I think Brazil is really the inspiration. This is a country, you know, we think of the United States as being the most sort of energetic and innovative and gutsy country in the world. So if Brazil can do it, which is not saying anything bad about Brazil, but why can't we? And I think the answer is just that I think the president of Brazil was really the leading force in all this. And so maybe what we need to do is ask tougher questions. We've got elections coming up and say, look, maybe you should get less money from the oil cartels and care more about the environment, the United States dependency on oil, sending young men to war to protect oil interests. And I know that this is easy enough that you're actually having a demonstration in New York this week about a flatbed with a car to demonstrate how you can actually convert. So listen, let us know when you've got something online so we can tell people about it. In the meantime, you can go to Pump the Movie. I think it's Pump the Movie 2014 is the way to do it. And you can find out when it's coming to your city. And do go see it and think about it, because it sounds like a sensible, easy, economic, straightforward, not very complicated, positive, immediate solution. All we have to do is get gas stations to carry flex fuel. But listen, given the fact of all the things we have to worry about, maybe that's a manageable problem. John, thanks for your time with us. Good luck. Let us know when you get it on the website, and we'll tell everybody about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.